I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump had called for immigration raids in more than a dozen major U.S. cities to start this Sunday, but abruptly called them off Saturday. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says they've been offering compromises on immigration that some other Republicans accept, but President Trump never wants to take the deal. Instead,
he keeps threatening different policies and doesn't follow through. We're going to stop all trade with Mexico. We're going to now deport people. We're going to put tariffs on Mexico. It's erratic and inconsistent, and nothing is getting done.
Trump had called for the raids in more than a dozen major cities, then abruptly called them off. Schumer says the real immigration solution is to let people claim asylum in their home countries. Julie Walker, New York.
Meanwhile, according to Reuters' Lisa Bernard, Mexico's immigration centers are becoming increasingly squalid and overcrowded as authorities step up the detention of migrants headed for the United States.
Reuters correspondent Delphine Schrank is near the Siglo 21 detention center in southern Mexico.
Conditions for migrants apprehended by Mexican migration officials have been consistently terrible, according to at least half a dozen detainees who spoke with Reuters. This since about April, when people seem to have been rounded up, pulled out of taxis, off buses, or in the streets anywhere here in Chiapas, southern Mexico, which is the state where most migrants cross into Mexico from Guatemala.
Their accounts were supported by two lawyers representing 26 other inmates, as well as the Migration Ombudsman at Mexico's National Human Rights Commission, and reports from two migrant rights groups.
That is Reuters' Lisa Bernard reporting. This is VOA News. One civilian has died, seven others wounded Sunday in a Yemeni Houthi rebel attack on an airport in southern Saudi Arabia.